Here on the Tiger Sports Network, we're joined by head coach of the men's soccer program, Steve Dawson, as we get set for the 2010 start of the regular season. Coach, first of all, thanks for taking some time with us. It's a season that will hopefully get some guys an opportunity to put the 2009 season behind them. Last year, 3-13-2. But six seniors back with this squad this year, and all of them hungry to get this program back to the top half of the conference.
Yes, well, Ben, I think we had a rough year last year, and that was, I don't want to make excuses, but we lost obviously a huge senior group, and then we lost some other kids for unforeseen circumstances that we weren't planning on. We ended up losing like 22 guys out of the previous 36. So it's pretty much a whole squad. So we had to rebuild. We lost a lot of games last year that were close because we were young and just couldn't get goals, couldn't finish, and that's the name of the game, really. But we had a good spring, good off season, and I have good positive feelings about this team. I'm not saying we're going to be near to where we were in 2007 or 2008, that would be unrealistic. But I think we're going to be much more competitive, and we only lost two or three players, probably two that really contributed, and therefore we have a much more experienced group returning. Even having said that, we're still fairly young, but I think we're much more prepared for this year than we were this time last year.
Beginning with the leadership side of things, you return an all-conference performer on the back line in Spencer Hogue. It's a good position to have a guy coming back who is an all-conference performer, as well as a guy who's going to be an upperclassman this year. Talk about Spencer, what you expect from him. He's one of your three captains, and what he's going to be able to do in terms of anchoring that back line.
Yeah, well, Spence, he had to sit out his sophomore year. He had a bad knee injury, and so last year was really only his second year. So even though he's a senior, we do have 2 years. He has 2 years of eligibility left, and last year was a good year for him. We expect obviously a lot of things from him this year. He's a pretty versatile player. He's a big, strong athlete. He can play at the back, which he's not too accustomed to until last year when I put him there first of all, and he's learned to play there. He can also play in the midfield, and he can also play up top. He's dangerous on set pieces. He's good in the air, and he has a great attitude, works hard, very positive out there, and as you said, he had a good year last year, and we expect even more things from him this year.
Got a couple of other guys who were starters last year, saw significant playing time throughout the course of the season that are a part of that senior class, including Merrick Austin. Stephen Latham was your leading scorer from a year ago. He's an upperclassman now as well. Where else do you expect to find leadership on this upperclassman group?
Well, we have, unfortunately, Stephen's going to be out for a while. He had a hamstring pull, and then he had a bad ankle sprain. And he could be out for quite a few weeks. So, and then trying to get back, he's going to have to get fit again. So that's going to be a blow for us. With the other guys, Merrick is one of the returning captains. Merrick has played, all 3 years, and we expect him to step up to the plate, really, as they say. And we expect some big things from him. Last year, he was somewhat playing out of position. We had to play him at the back because of Danny Brody's injury. But the place where he's going to be playing or participating most of the time will be in the midfield as a holding centre midfield player. And then you've got Nate Ayres, who had a good year last year, and Nate's a senior. He's good in the air. He sees the field well, technically very good, and very motivated. He's playing very hard in practice, in good shape, and we expect some big things from Nate as well.
Steve Dawson, our guest here on the Tiger Sports Network, getting set for a September 1st date against the Wilmington Quakers that will kick off the 2010 regular season, which will see the Tigers play host to an invitational on the 18th and 19th of September. They'll also go up to Pittsburgh as part of the Carnegie Mellon University Invitational. We'll talk about the schedule in just a moment, Coach, but first, in goal, there's not as many guys to choose from in your goalkeeping roster. Michael Lambeck has been a starter now for 2 years. is he the guy who's the incumbent this year in year three, or where's the depth in that position coming from?
Well, we're very fortunate that we have two returning juniors, Michael Lambeck and David Ray, who are both, very good keepers. Mike has had a little bit more experience than David, although they split some time last year. Unfortunately for Dave, we had a scrimmage last Sunday against Urbana, and he had a knee injury where there's a nasty collision, actually. He's going to get an MRI this Thursday, so we'll get the results of that. Hopefully it's just a bad bruise, and we don't have any internal problems. And then we have a freshman, Brendan Utrecht, from Cincinnati, who's, goalkeeping is a tough position, and especially when you're a freshman. But he has really come on and starting to become more comfortable with that position in practice. It's just early days yet, of course, but I see him as improving as we go along. He's got a good attitude, works hard in practice. And so in the goalkeeper position, we're without David, obviously, if he's injured, we don't have as much depth as we were hoping to have. But, if Mike stays healthy, then we should be fine.
And then up top for you guys this year, in terms of trying to find some goal production, last year 17 goals in 18 matches, who do you turn to as far as a guy who's going to be able to make some plays? Obviously, it might come from an unforeseen source between day one and day 50, but is there somebody who you can expect to see blossom into that top goal scorer for you guys this year?
Yeah, well, that was a big problem for us last year because, when you score goals, it relieves pressure from your defense. And that's why goal scorers are paid the most money at the top level. It's hard to find them. Tommy Fisher is a returning senior, and we expect, obviously some big things from Tommy. He's going to lead that front line. Marshall Rowland is a sophomore who has a bit of a groin injury. He didn't play against Urbana, so we've been holding him out. Last night was the first time he practiced fully in a scrimmage, inter-squad scrimmage, since he pulled the groin. He's looked very sharp, though, and stronger. He's matured dramatically since last year, and he's in practice anyway. I know practice is only practice, but he scored some really good goals, and we expect some big things from him. There is a freshman, Brian Boutin, who is pretty naive at the moment, like most freshmen are, and he's got to understand the game a little bit better. But he seems to me a quick learner and a strong kid, got a tremendous shot, and he's very fit, and he's come in well prepared. And I think once he learns the system and learns how to play there, he could contribute this year.
Amongst that freshman class, it is 10 this year. It's going to be a situation where I imagine, Coach, that you're going to see several of these young men see significant playing time throughout the course of the season.
Well, yeah, maybe not quite as much as last year because we haven't lost as many players. We have some decent upperclassmen returning. So it's going to be tougher for the freshmen to impose themselves this year. We have a defender from Bexley, Kevin Bond, who's a strong player, can really strike a ball. He's very good on set pieces, corners, free kicks, and he has a long throw too. So on dead ball situations, he's a real asset. We have a couple of other freshmen that have shown well in the preseason. Zach White from the Toledo area, he's left-footed, which really helps. He's got a learn how to catch up with the pace of the game. He's lacking in that respect right now, and that's like most freshmen, they have a tough time adjusting to the pace of the game. Ivan Ramirez out of Chicago area, who's had an ankle injury, and he didn't play in the Urbana scrimmage either. We had to hold him out, but he is another kid who could make an impact this year. So we're pretty happy with the freshmen, time will tell how much they're going to play,
Into the frying pan on the first against Wilmington. Then you guys have a non-conference schedule that'll include several teams out of the Ohio Athletic Conference, a couple of tournaments mentioned already, going to Pittsburgh to take on the Carnegie Mellon Invitational. Wittenberg, your host Invitational on the 18th and 19th. Before we talk about the conference schedule, Coach, take us through this non-conference schedule because there will be plenty of challenges for you guys.
Oh, yeah, we always have a tough non-conference schedule. We're very fortunate in Ohio that there's a lot of good small schools that we're able to play. You know, the usual suspects, the OAC teams we play, Wilmington, we always usually kick off with them. It's always a great game. They're a very good soccer program. We got to go down there and play, which is always tough. We play at Otterbein, which won't be easy. We play Mount Union in the Carnegie Mellon tournament. So that's another OAC school. We play Ohio Northern, who made the NCAA tournament the last 2 years. They're very tough. We play them here. So that should be a good contest. We play Thomas More, who also made the NCAA tournament last year. That will be a tough game. We play them at home as well. We play Mount St. Joseph, who we've never played before. So that's something new. In our tournament here, we've got Earlham, who we always play, but they're not in our conference anymore, so it will be a non-conference game. And St. John Fisher out of New York, so I don't know much about them at all, but we're pleased to be hosting them. And we play St. Vincent as well, out of PA at the Carnegie Mellon tournament. And we also play our local rivals here, I guess, Cedarville, which is always a tough game.
That non-conference schedule will get you prepared for the conference slate, which gets kicked off when you travel out to Granville to take on Denison on September 25th. 8 matches. You lose Earlham, so it's now 8 matches in the North Coast Athletic Conference. You play everybody once. You guys were picked 8th in the preseason poll, according to the conference. Is it a situation where you feel like with one less match, room for error is even less this year?
Yeah, probably. I guess it could work both ways, but I guess if we had lost one of the top teams, no disrespect to Earlham, but if we'd lost one of the top teams, then it would have made it easier. And then, of course, with the inclusion of DePauw in 2011, it's going to be even tougher. The conference is very, very difficult, as always. There's some very good teams. I think that's a realistic ranking for us, especially after last year. But, you know, I think we're going to be a different proposition this year. I hope so. And I'm not predicting that we'll be up there with the big boys, but I think we'll be more competitive. And obviously a goal will be to try and make that top four. I think that's a realistic goal, but it's not going to be easy in this conference. There's going to be some very, you know, tough teams. Wesleyan, as you said, were ranked preseason number one, or there or thereabouts. Kenyon will be up there. Hiram's very good. Denison won it last year, so they're going to be highly ranked. Oberlin are very tough. Wabash has improved dramatically, so it's not going to be easy.
The conference slate, as you mentioned, no longer has Earlham. It'll have DePauw in 2010-11, so we'll restore the 10-team league at that point. Speaking of Ohio Wesleyan, you add on a new face to your program, coming straight from Delaware, in Jordan Halloran, your new assistant coach heading into the 2010 season. Talk about that. Talk about your relationship with him, because you and him go way back.
Yeah, Jordan has been a great addition to our program. You know, my son was the assistant the last 2 years, but he's taken a position at Heidelberg. So one leaves and one comes in as a grad assistant up there. So that's a good move on his part. But Jordan is very knowledgeable for his age. He played 4 years at Wesleyan and had a great career there. He played for me in club when he was younger. So I've known him since he was a young kid. Great family, and he's really enjoying it. He's actually fitted in very well with the players. He seems to get on very well with them. He's a good sounding board when they don't want to talk to me. And I'm looking forward to working with him. He's very enthusiastic. He wants to learn, and I think he's got a good future in this field.
And, of course, he brings the local ties as well, played at Springfield Catholic Central. It seems like you and Catholic Central have sort of a funneling system right here to Wittenberg in some form or fashion.
Yeah, that would be that's nice to have that relationship. Obviously, I'm good friends with Shane, the head coach over there, known him for many years. Stefan came from there. We've had some other players come from Central, and Obviously, Jordan had a good ground in there and then went on to obviously have a great career at the collegiate level. So it's something we'd like to sustain, yeah, for sure, that relationship.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck this year. Everything gets rolling on September 1st. We're hoping to see the Tigers competing for a conference title.
Thanks a lot, Ben.
As head coach Steve Dawson of the men's soccer team getting set for the 2010 fall here on the Tiger Sports Network.